The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Today, we are looking at rebuilding financial stability after bankruptcy from addiction. The numbers on the screen told a devastating story. Credit score, 487. Bank account, overdrawn. Assets, none. Debt, insurmountable. For Maria, staring at her bankruptcy paperwork 3 months into sobriety, the financial wreckage felt as overwhelming as the addiction that had caused it. 7 years of cocaine abuse had cost her everything: her house, her car, her business, and her financial future. But bankruptcy, while devastating, doesn't have to be the end of your financial story. It can be the beginning of a more intentional, purposeful relationship with money. Recovery from addiction opens the door to rebuilding not just your life, but your financial foundation on stronger, more sustainable ground. The hidden financial cost of addiction. Addiction doesn't just destroy health and relationships. It systematically dismantles financial stability. The National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse estimates that substance abuse costs the average American household over $1,600 annually in taxes, insurance, and healthcare costs. For individuals actively using, the personal financial impact can be catastrophic. Direct costs include purchasing substances, but the indirect costs often prove more devastating. Lost employment, legal fees, medical bills, damaged property, and impulsive financial decisions compound rapidly. Many people in active addiction drain savings, max out credit cards, take payday loans, or even steal from family members to fund their habit. James remembers the financial chaos of his gambling and alcohol addiction. "I wasn't just spending money on drinks and casino chips. I was making terrible decisions about everything else too. I bought a car I couldn't afford, signed up for credit cards with predatory terms, and borrowed money from anyone who would lend it." Addiction doesn't just affect your judgment about substances, it affects your judgment about everything. The financial consequences often outlast the addiction itself. Even after achieving sobriety, individuals face damaged credit scores, outstanding debts, tax liens, and sometimes bankruptcy. These financial wounds require intentional healing and strategic rebuilding. Understanding bankruptcy as a fresh start. Bankruptcy carries significant stigma in our culture, often viewed as moral failure rather than a legal tool for financial recovery. This shame prevents many people from recognizing bankruptcy as what it actually is: a federally protected opportunity for a fresh financial start. The United States bankruptcy system exists precisely because lawmakers understood that sometimes individuals need a reset. Chapter 7. Bankruptcy eliminates most unsecured debts, while Chapter 13 creates manageable payment plans. Both options provide protection from creditors and stop the cycle of accumulating fees, interest, and penalties. Dr. Catherine Porter's research at UC Irvine shows that medical bills and job loss, both common consequences of addiction, are leading causes of bankruptcy. Her studies reveal that most people who file bankruptcy are not financially irresponsible. They're dealing with extraordinary circumstances that overwhelm their resources. For individuals in recovery, bankruptcy can eliminate the financial stress that often triggers relapse. The constant worry about creditors, collections calls, and mounting debt creates the exact type of stress that addiction recovery programs warn against. Clearing these debts through bankruptcy allows people to focus their energy on sobriety and rebuilding rather than constantly battling financial crises. Lisa, who filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy after cocaine addiction destroyed her real estate career, explains, "I felt so much shame about bankruptcy, but my counselor helped me see it differently. She said, You wouldn't judge someone for going to the emergency room for a heart attack? Why judge yourself for using a legal tool to recover from addiction's financial damage? That changed my perspective completely. The psychology of money and recovery. Recovery involves more than eliminating substances. It requires rebuilding healthy relationships with everything addiction affected, including money. Many people discover that their relationship with money mirrors their relationship with substances: impulsive, secretive, shame-based, and destructive. Addiction often involves magical thinking about money. People convince themselves they'll win back losses, that tomorrow's paycheck will solve today's problems, or that financial consequences won't apply to them. Recovery requires developing realistic, fact-based approaches to financial decisions. Financial trauma from addiction creates specific psychological challenges. Many people develop extreme anxiety around money, avoiding financial planning altogether because it triggers memories of financial chaos. Others swing to the opposite extreme, becoming overly controlling or miserly with money. Recovery programs teach that addiction thrives in secrecy and isolation. The same principle applies to financial recovery. Hidden debt, secret spending, and financial dishonesty can trigger the same shame spirals that lead to relapse. Building financial stability requires the same honesty and transparency that sobriety demands. Support groups specifically for financial recovery, such as Debtors Anonymous, apply 12-step principles to money relationships. These programs help people recognize financial patterns that mirror addictive behaviors and develop healthier approaches to spending, earning, and saving. Creating your financial recovery plan. Just as addiction recovery requires a structured plan, financial recovery needs intentional steps and clear goals. The process begins with radical honesty about your current situation, regardless of how uncomfortable the truth might be. Start with a comprehensive financial inventory. List every debt, no matter how small or embarrassing. Include credit cards, medical bills, legal fees, family loans, and any other obligations. Calculate minimum payments and interest rates. This exercise often reveals that the situation, while serious, is more manageable than the anxiety made it seem. Next, track every expense for at least 1 month. Use a simple smartphone app or notebook to record every purchase, no matter how small. This creates awareness of spending patterns that may have developed unconsciously during active addiction. Many people discover they're spending money on autopilot, purchasing things they don't need or want. Create a basic budget using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of income for needs, housing, food, transportation, minimum debt payments. 30% for wants, and 20% for savings and extra debt payments. In early financial recovery, you might need to adjust these percentages, but having a framework creates structure and intentionality around money decisions. Building emergency savings. Financial advisors typically recommend 3 to 6 months of expenses in emergency savings, but for someone rebuilding after bankruptcy, even $500 can prevent financial crises. The goal isn't to save a perfect amount immediately. It's to break the cycle of financial emergencies that lead to more debt. Start with micro savings goals. Save loose change in a jar. Set aside $5 per week. Redirect money previously spent on addiction-related expenses into savings. The amount matters less than developing the habit of saving consistently. Many people in financial recovery benefit from automatic savings transfers. Having money moved to savings immediately after payday removes the temptation to spend it elsewhere. Start with a small amount that won't strain your budget, then increase gradually as your income stabilizes. Consider opening a high-yield savings account at a different bank than your checking account. This creates a small barrier to accessing the money impulsively while allowing it to grow faster than traditional savings accounts. Carlos, who rebuilt his finances after gambling addiction led to bankruptcy, shares, "I started by saving just $10 a week in an envelope. It seemed pointless at first, but after 6 months, I had $240. That was the first time in years I had money saved instead of money owed. It gave me hope that bigger changes were possible." Rebuilding credit strategically. Bankruptcy initially destroys your credit score, but credit rebuilding can begin surprisingly quickly with the right approach. The key is understanding that credit scores measure your ability to manage debt responsibly, not your worth as a person. Secured credit cards offer the fastest path to rebuilding credit. You deposit money as collateral, typically $200 to $500, and receive a credit card with that limit. Use the card for small, regular purchases like gas or groceries, then pay the full balance every month. This demonstrates consistent, responsible credit usage. Avoid common credit rebuilding mistakes that can slow progress. Don't apply for multiple cards at once, don't carry balances to help your score, and don't close your oldest accounts once you qualify for better cards. These actions can actually damage your improving credit score. Monitor your credit reports regularly through annualcreditreport.com. Look for errors or outdated information that might be dragging down your score unnecessarily. Bankruptcy should automatically eliminate included debts from your credit report, but mistakes sometimes occur. Consider becoming an authorized user on a family member's credit card if they have good credit and responsible spending habits. Their positive payment history can boost your score, but ensure they understand that your financial problems won't affect their credit. Increasing income in recovery. Financial stability requires adequate income, which can be challenging for people with criminal records or gaps in employment history due to addiction. However, recovery also provides new opportunities for income growth that weren't possible during active addiction. Focus first on stability rather than maximum income. A steady job with consistent hours provides the foundation for financial planning and budgeting. Even if the initial salary is lower than previous earnings, reliability matters more than amount in early recovery. Develop marketable skills through community college, trade programs, or online courses. Many employers value skills more than employment gaps, especially if you can demonstrate recent learning and growth. Programs specifically designed for people in recovery often provide both training and employer connections. Consider industries that actively hire people in recovery. Some companies, particularly in construction, hospitality, and logistics, have specific programs for hiring individuals with recovery backgrounds. These employers understand the unique strengths that people in recovery bring to the workplace. Explore entrepreneurship cautiously. Many people in recovery have business ideas or skills that could generate income, but early recovery isn't always the best time for major business investments. Start small with side hustles that don't require significant capital investment. Managing debt after bankruptcy. While bankruptcy eliminates many debts, some obligations typically survive. Student loans, recent tax debt, child support, and certain secured debts. Developing strategies for managing remaining obligations prevents new financial crises. Contact creditors for remaining debts to discuss payment plans. Many are willing to negotiate reduced payments or temporary forbearance, especially if you explain your circumstances honestly. Student loan servicers, in particular, offer numerous options for people experiencing financial hardship. Prioritize secured debts like car payments or mortgages, since defaulting on these can result in losing essential assets. For unsecured debts, focus on those with the highest interest rates to minimize long-term costs. Avoid taking on new debt unnecessarily, but don't avoid all credit forever. Responsible use of small amounts of credit helps rebuild your financial credibility and provides emergency access to funds. The role of financial education. Many people never received proper financial education, and addiction often interrupts the natural learning process about money management. Investing time in financial literacy pays dividends throughout your recovery journey. Free resources abound for financial education. Local libraries offer books, online courses, and sometimes workshops on budgeting, investing, and debt management. Nonprofit credit counseling agencies provide free advice and education about financial planning. The National Endowment for Financial Education offers comprehensive online courses covering everything from basic budgeting to retirement planning. These courses are designed for people without financial backgrounds and provide practical, actionable information. Consider working with a fee-only financial planner once your situation stabilizes. These professionals charge hourly fees rather than earning commissions on products they sell, ensuring their advice serves your interests rather than their sales goals. Long-term financial planning. As your immediate financial crisis resolves, begin thinking about longer-term financial goals. Recovery provides the mental clarity and emotional stability necessary for meaningful financial planning. Start retirement savings as soon as possible, even if the amounts are small. The power of compound interest means that small amounts saved early can grow significantly over time. Many employers offer 401k matches that provide immediate returns on your investment. Consider insurance needs as your financial situation improves. Health insurance protects against medical bankruptcies. Disability insurance protects your ability to earn income. Life insurance protects your family if you have dependents. Think about homeownership as a long-term goal if it aligns with your lifestyle and financial capacity. While bankruptcy temporarily limits mortgage options, FHA loans become available just 2 years after Chapter 7 discharge with proper credit rebuilding. The emotional journey of financial recovery. Rebuilding financial stability involves more than numbers and strategies. It requires emotional healing around money and self-worth. Many people in recovery struggle with feelings that they don't deserve financial success or that they're destined to repeat past mistakes. Celebrate small victories along the way. Paying off a debt, reaching a savings goal, or improving your credit score by 50 points are all significant achievements worth acknowledging. These celebrations reinforce positive financial behaviors and build momentum for continued progress. Practice gratitude for financial progress, no matter how small. The ability to pay bills on time, buy groceries without anxiety, or have money in savings represents tremendous growth from the financial chaos of active addiction. Seek support when financial stress threatens your sobriety. Financial pressures can trigger relapse, so maintaining your support network and professional help remains crucial throughout financial recovery. Building generational wealth. Perhaps the most powerful aspect of financial recovery is the opportunity to break generational cycles of financial instability. When you rebuild your financial life successfully, you model healthy money relationships for your children and create resources that can benefit your family for generations. Teaching children about money, budgeting, and saving gives them tools that addiction may have prevented you from learning at their age. Your financial recovery becomes their financial education. Building wealth doesn't require becoming rich. It means creating stability, opportunities, and resources that provide security and options. A solid emergency fund, good credit, and retirement savings create a foundation that can withstand future challenges without reverting to financial crisis. The journey from bankruptcy to financial stability is neither quick nor easy, but it's absolutely achievable. Every person who has walked this path started with a single step, a single decision to face their financial reality honestly and begin rebuilding systematically. Financial recovery, like addiction recovery, happens one day at a time, one decision at a time. Each responsible choice builds on the previous one, creating momentum toward the financial future you deserve. The skills developed through addiction recovery, honesty, persistence, seeking support, and taking responsibility, are exactly the skills needed for financial recovery. Your financial future isn't determined by your past mistakes or current challenges. With patience, planning, and persistence, you can build the financial stability that supports your recovery and creates opportunities for a fulfilling life. The journey starts with believing that change is possible and taking the first step forward,